Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is Mark. Today on the show we have a brand new music from Morgan Miles, Still Ivory, and Honey County. We'll also be talking about my recent Nashville trip, as well as the times we've had a Morgan and a Still Ivory on the show. And speaking of Still Ivory, they are my guest co-host of the show today. And I may or may not have a little surprise in store. So with that being said, let's welcome the ladies of Still Ivory to the show. Hey, girls, how are you?
Hey!
Hi! I thank y'all for doing this at sort of the last minute.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited to be your special co-host.
Absolutely. And a little birdie tells me that y'all have a zero co-hosting experience.
None at all. I think I was that bird. I was.
Yeah.
I just
you're
came
a
out
bird.
Yeah.
Well, trust me. Follow my lead and you'll be good. Okay.
All right. We'll do our best.
Follow the leader.
Today's show is going to start off a little bit different than what we normally do.
Okay.
Considering the fact we didn't have Indie Country Radio last week, because yours truly was in Nashville, rubbing elbows with a couple of country music stars. And I'll explain that real quick.
Amazing.
On last Friday was actually my birthday. So I had gone to Nashville from Wednesday through Friday of last week. Just as kind of a mini vacation / birthday celebration, you know. And we'd gone to Tin Roof Broadway and 3rd and Lindsley. Tip for you folks. Never walk from Tin Roof Broadway all the way to 3rd and Lindsley. Don't do it.
that's
really far.
Yeah.
It's quite a haul. And at the time, we didn't know that at the time. So we ended up walking like a couple of miles at least. It was nuts. But so that was Wednesday. We saw we saw some artists and got to hang out with Santee's Katie Cook and her husband, which was really beyond cool.
So
that was Wednesday. Thursday we did absolutely nothing because we were just so incredibly tired from the night before. We did absolutely nothing Thursday. Then Friday, we were going to go to a Margaritaville for the Sirius XM and the Highways Music Row Happy Hour. And this is pretty cool. This just goes to show you the power of social media. I had initially tweeted Michael Morgan asking him for a birthday shout out or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
He comes back with how would you like tickets and backstage passes to my opera show tonight? I'm like,
what? So he offered them to you?
He actually offered me tickets and backstage passes, which I thought was
amazing.
Was beyond generous. I mean, That was just so cool of him to do.
Man, next time I have a birthday, I'm
going to
come. No, William Michael Morgan, hit me up.
So, of course, I couldn't say yes fast enough, obviously. So we did that. And we got there. And we got the whole full backstage tour kind of thing, you know. I randomly ran into, as I was telling y'all off air, I randomly ran into Liz of Delta Ray, who is the sweetest person probably ever. And it felt like I'd known her for half my life. It felt like I'd known her because we just struck up a conversation like we'd known each other for years.
That's so cool.
And then it was intermission of the opera show that night. I went backstage again, and then William Michael Morgan showed up. And y'all, this dude is one of the best. I'm not even lying to you. This dude is just so awesome.
Oh, I believe it. We're huge fans.
Yeah,
I probably would have been like fangirling so hard. It's probably a good thing that
me too.
I would have embarrassed myself. It's like so hard to be like celebrities in Nashville. Now you're like, oh, I have to keep my cool,
right? I can't lose
exactly.
It. I gotta be chill.
They're just people, though. You know, you have to remember that.
I will tell you this though, and I've met a number of country artists, and country artists are probably the most approachable celebrities I believe I've ever met.
Oh yeah, I would probably.
With all that being said, why don't we dive into this week's countdown?
Okay.
All right. And
sounds good.
And I teased a little bit in the opener about I may or may not have a surprise for y'all at the end of the show.
Uh-oh.
It's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
So... let's kick things off today at number three. This is Honey County with their brand new song "Sail of the Summer" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Yes!
And at number three this week, that was Honey County with Fellow of the Summer. And I'm judging from y'all's reaction that y'all like the song.
Oh, I love them.
They're awesome. We were, like, jamming. We're sitting here on my couch, like, dancing.
I'm also, like, I'm a huge fan of their, I love that new song, but I'm a huge fan of their song, Los Angeles. That was, like, one of the first songs that I heard by them. I'm really, I'm digging it. I might have to add that. We have a Spotify playlist called Country Girl Power. And I think I'm going to add that to my playlist. I can't believe I didn't think to add them already.
You know, I have a similar playlist called Women of Country. And it's got them, it's got y'all, it's got Morgan Miles, Maggie Rose, a bunch of the ladies of country. So.
Love it. Girl power. Woo!
You know, and that song actually premiered a few weeks ago. Well, it debuted a few weeks ago on a regular Disney Country.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Their live streaming party. I'm just, like, jammed with them when they were.
Yeah. I feel like that song could also be, like, awesome. In, like, a movie. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
when, like, people are, like, cruising with the top down and they're, like, jamming. I feel like that would be such, like, a jam for something like that.
Perfect summer song.
You know, and I don't know if y'all know this, but a song that they wrote with Kaylee Shore was actually used in the series Nashville.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think it was called Love Somebody or something like that.
Oh, I have that on my Apple Music. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So, that was number three this week, and I'm trying to get those girls on the show for an interview, hopefully before the end of the year.
Oh yeah, that'd
be awesome.
So cool. I think they're on tour right now. Are they touring all over?
I know Devin just got off of the Katy Perry tour, so I don't know if they're on tour themselves or not. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But touring with Katy Perry, that had to be so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. This is a interesting question that somebody posed on Twitter, and I'll ask y'all. You can only pick one person to a jam on stage with. Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. Who's yours, Kaylee?
Does Dan and Shay count as one person? Since they're a group.
One person, one act. I mean, you know, it's.
If that counts, I would say them, just because I feel like our goal is to be like the female Dan and Shay, and like I feel like we could do like four part harmony. It would be so cool. Plus, they're just so much fun to perform. Like, have you ever seen
that
them in concert?
Sweet.
They're so much fun. I feel like it would be like just a blast.
I feel like I would probably pick Keith Urban. Because
he
looks like he has so much fun on stage,
right?
And I know that he's like really supportive of bringing women on tour with him and just having fun.
Yes.
So.
Oh.
That would probably be mine.
And speaking of bringing women on tour, what do y'all think of Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty tour?
Oh my gosh.
Runaway June and.
I think that is
absolutely
amazing.
Like an all-female, just like
because
girl power tour. That's amazing.
People assume that because Carrie Underwood's a woman that she should have male opening acts, but I love that She's like, there's room for all women.
Yeah,
and
it's not like a competition. Like, oh, I need to be the only woman so I can stand out. It's like, no, you're confident in yourself. Let's bring some more girls up here. I think that's amazing.
Exactly.
Have you gotten a chance to listen to her new album today?
I have not yet, but I'm
gonna. Oh, my goodness.
I haven't either. I've heard
I'm gonna buy it soon.
Two songs, but that's it. I need to listen to the rest.
I'm hearing a lot about her song "Love Wins." I need to listen to that one.
That's one. I've only heard that one and "Cry Pretty." I haven't heard any of the rest of it. But
"Spinning Bottles" is one that I really like that I listened to today.
Awesome. I'll definitely check that out. And keeping the love theme going here, at number two this week on the show. Just missing out on her sixth number one. This is Morgan Miles and you win A New Love on Indie Country Radio. Missing out on her sixth career number one. What did y'all think of that one?
Oh, I love it.
I love her voice. She's amazing.
We have her song a cappella on our Spotify playlist, too. She's so good.
Oh,
I've been voting for this song, though, on the CMT website, because she definitely deserves to be heard more.
Oh, yes. Have y'all seen the a cappella music video yet?
Yes, it's so cute. I love it.
It is the cutest thing I've probably ever seen.
Yeah.
I met Morgan this past May at the Nashville Universe Awards, and there's not many people that I'm like speechless over. I was kind of speechless over meeting Morgan.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I was kind of speechless because of the fact that she's killing it in the industry. I mean, she's everywhere you turn, it's like you see Morgan everywhere you turn, and it's like
yeah. I think I discovered her just off of social media, so she really is. She's just everywhere.
Yes, she is. So, I teased in the opener that I have a surprise for y'all.
Oh gosh, I think I might know. I hope.
So, we've heard two of the three songs this week. We heard Honey County. We just heard Morgan Miles, but we haven't heard y'all yet. Which can only mean one thing. Y'all have the number one song this week.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I was hoping so, but I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yay!
This is our first number one song on any countdown, so.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I will tell y'all this. This song got, well, I put a poll out there on Twitter like I do every week. I put polls out there. And this song got 60% of the vote.
Yay!
So, let's not waste any more time and play the number one song this week. This is my girl Still Ivory with Love My Mess at number one on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Yay!
With my high heels and hair done up, you wanna sweep me off my feet. A first date turns to a first kiss, but I still keep my secret. There's a whole lot more to me than what you see.
Surprising artists like that with other song being number one.
I try to do that as much as possible. Have artists call in and guest co-host with me, not knowing that their song was number one until I surprise them on air. But with all that being said, I wanted to tell you guys who we have next week on the show. Next Tuesday at our normal time, 4:30 Central, we have the lovely ladies of Auburn Road joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.